Put it down. Gary will freak.
What is this stuff anyways?
Hey, don't touch the pouch.
Sorry.
Well, what about your friend Sam? Are we getting a new member or what?
Next week. Kiki's up tonight.
Man, I'm dead.
Yeah, from the neck up.
Hey, you want to be dead from the neck down? I was helping my brother move all day.
I hate moving.
Moving's the worst. I love it.
Say what?
What?
How can you like moving?
Lugging stuff around isn't any fun. We're moving into a new place. It's like a mystery. You always wonder who lived there before. You know, what they were like, why they left.
Sounds like a pretty good story.
It is. My story's about moving and about promises. A promise is a pledge, something to rely on. You should never break a promise, because if you do, it might come back to haunt you. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story...
Give it back, Bozo.
Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society. I call this story The Tale of Apartment 214. Stacy Cooper was going through a rough time. It looked like her parents were going to break up. She and her mom had to move into a tiny apartment across town.
It's a lot smaller with all the stuff in here.
It's a little cramped.
Mom, a sardine can is a little cramped.
Okay, it's small, but it's all I could afford right now.
Oh, Foxy, out of there.
You scared me!
You don't park here.
I don't think the manager would mind. We're moving in.
I am manager. I do mind. You move car now.
What a jerk.
What a mess. Do you have any idea where we packed the broom in the dustpan?
Yeah, I'll go get it. Okay.
Thank you.
doing out here?
I thought I heard something.
I don't want you wandering around at night. Come on back inside.
I wasn't doing anything wrong.
Well, I asked you not to do that.
What are you doing?
I was... Who are you?
I'm Angela. I live in 212.
Do you know who lives here?
I didn't think anyone did. You just moved into 213, didn't you?
How'd you know?
I've seen you around. Not many kids live here.
Would you want to hang out sometime?
Maybe.
Well, I'll see you later then?
Yeah. Bye.
Hey, how come you're so late?
The bus broke down.
It's about time you came to see me. I'm having some tea. Will you join me?
What's your name?
Stacy.
Well, Stacy, it's going to be a real trick to drink it from there.
Are you an art collector or something?
In a manner of speaking. These are all the original works of Madeleine Kegel. That's me.
You painted all of these?
A long time ago.
Who's this? Your family?
That's my nephew Frank and his family. I never had children of my own. Frank promised that I could always live with them, but when his family grew, he got tired of taking care of an old woman, so he asked me to leave.
He broke his promise? Just like that?
That's when I moved in here. Away from the children, away from all my friends.
I kind of lost all my friends, too. They're all back in my old neighborhood.
Well, Stacy, we seem to have something in common. Do you know what I think might do both of us the world of good?
What?
Visits. If we were to visit now and again, maybe we wouldn't miss our old friends quite so much.
You sure you'd want to be friends with a kid?
If you don't mind being friends with an old woman.
As the days went by, Stacy and Madeleine spent a ton of time together. Stacy helped Madeleine with some of the tougher chores around the apartment. And Madeleine told Stacy really cool stories about her life. It was perfect. Madeleine wasn't lonely anymore. And Stacy found her first new friend.
Stacy, would you mind terribly if I asked you to drop by tomorrow?
No. What's up?
Nothing. It's just a day on which I prefer not to be alone.
No sweat. I'll be there.
Promise?
Promise.
Wonderful. I've got a surprise for you.
What is it?
You'll have to wait till tomorrow.
Okay. I'll see you then.
Hey, 213.
Hey, Angela.
Check these out.
What are they?
Tickets to the Battle of the Bands.
I didn't even know they were selling them yet.
They are. And we're going. You want to come? We got an extra ticket.
Really? When?
Right now. My mom's getting the car, and we're going to pick up some of my friends.
You can meet them.
I can't.
Why not?
I promised someone that I'd visit them.
Stacy. This is the Battle of the Bands.
I thought thought we were supposed to start hanging out together. Free ticket. You coming or not?
Okay. Let me tell Mom.
Thanks, Angela. Had a great time. Bye.
About.
Everything is gone. I promised to go visit her and I didn't. And when I went to go say I was sorry, she was gone.
Well, honey, she must have moved out.
No, she was standing there in the dark, and when I turned on the light, she was gone.
Sweetheart, she couldn't be there 1 second and not the next.
Is about plumbing, I have already got a complaint.
Mr. Horstrom, did the lady in 214 move out?
What lady? Is no one living there?
But Madeline lives there.
Who?
Madeline Cagle, the artist. Mom, I swear she lives there.
No one lived in 214. No one lived there for years.
It just didn't make sense. All Stacy knew for sure was that Madeline left. And she would have to live with the guilt of her broken promise. As time went on, she realized that Madeline wasn't coming back, and she would never get the chance to apologize.
Stacy! 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 Stacy, where are you?
Oh. Okay, here's the number of the restaurant. Are you sure you're gonna be okay by yourself?
Mom, if you don't get going, Dad's gonna think you're not coming. I'm fine.
Stacy, just because we're talking doesn't mean we're definitely getting back together. Understand?
I know. Tell Dad I love him.
I will. Okay, you stay inside and lock this as soon as I'm gone.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, sweetie.
Thank you. Madeline, are you in here?
To be alone on that day. That day is the worst day, and you didn't come. It was a very lonely day for me, Stacy. And do you know why? It was my anniversary 10 years ago. On that day is the day I died.
You scream. You go back to your apartment.
I can't. Madeline's in there.
Who?
The old lady who lives in apartment 214.
I'm telling you, is no one there. I can't rent. Every time I show apartment, something happens. People get scared. Go away. You go home now.
Where are you going?
I go fix fuse. Got to make lights come back on.
I'll come with you.
Nicht. You go home now.
Bugsy, no. Bugsy, come. Oh, Bugsy, please. Bugsy, come. Come on, Bugsy. I came over after, but it was too late. You were already gone.
It's very important to make friends, Stacy. You shouldn't have to be alone. I won't bother you anymore.
Madeline, are you really dead?
I'm afraid so.
Aren't you supposed to move on or something?
I'm much too old and set in my ways to move anywhere. This is my home, and this is where I'm going to stay.
Is that why you scare off anyone who comes to look at the apartment?
Strangers traipsing through my home. How dare they?
But sooner or later, they're gonna rent it, and you'll have to leave.
I've got nowhere to go. Nobody wants me. I'm not welcome anywhere. I don't want to leave.
Maybe you won't have to. Hello.
Ah, how are you like new apartment?
It's great. We have so much room. I still don't understand why it's cheaper than 213.
You get a discount. Living with ghosts.
You watch too much TV. There's no such thing as ghosts.
Welcome home, Stacy.
Stacy and her mom moved into apartment 214. She made up for her broken promise. Because Madeline wasn't going to be alone anymore. The end.
Good story.
Oh, where's the pouch?
The what?
The pouch with the... It was right here before we started. Getting on my nerves. Clear this meeting of the Midnight Society closed. And next week, Betty Ann's friend Sam comes up for initiation. Don't miss it. Hey, where'd the bucket go? Tucker, where's the bucket?